This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Israel and Sudan agreed on Friday to take steps to normalize relations in a deal brokered with the help of the United States. This makes Khartoum the third Arab government to set aside hostilities with Israel in the last 2 months. Speaking to reporters, U.S. President Donald Trump says he's happy to have Sudan join the group.
Sudan has great potential on trade and other things. I mean, it could be a very, very successful, wonderful country, and I think it will be. It's been hampered by what's going on in the world.
In a joint statement, Israel and Sudan say they plan to begin by opening economic and trade relations with an initial focus on agriculture. A Dutch hospital has airlifted patients to Germany amid a coronavirus surge. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
A helicopter rises into a blue sky, carrying a COVID-19 patient from the Netherlands to a German intensive care unit, the first such international airlift since the global pandemic first threatened to swamp Dutch hospitals in the spring. In regions across the continent, an absence of noise was set to underscore the extent of the resurgence of the virus as major cities from Rome to Paris rein in nightlife and other activities as part of increasingly drastic measures. In Spain, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez publicly appeals for the country to pull together to defeat the new coronavirus surge. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Nigerian president's office says many lives have been lost in days of unrest, as the government says peaceful protests over police abuses were hijacked by thugs. But authorities barely acknowledge reports of the military killing at least 12 peaceful demonstrators earlier this week. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump launched an intense last-ditch re-election push Friday in Florida, insisting that COVID-19 is disappearing, while frontrunner Joe Biden hammered his message that the president had abdicated responsibility for a pandemic that is actually surging. AP Sagar Mughani reports.
Biden running mate Kamala Harris says it was a good debate.
Joe did really well.
At the White House, spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany says the president's happy too.
He believes America has endorsed his performance at the debate.
But will it matter? With some 50 million ballots already cast and fewer undecided voters now than at the same time in 2016, American University professor Jason Molica says the debate likely did not sway voters as much as reassured them.
Okay, if you're voting for President Trump, you're going to vote for President Trump. If you're voting for former Vice President Biden, you're going to vote for him.
Sagar Mughani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is urging an end to fighting over Nagorno-Karabakh, as he met his counterparts from Azerbaijan and Armenia, but there were no signs of progress. Pompeo held separate meetings in Washington an hour apart with the two foreign ministers. Two ceasefire bids have already failed in the month of fighting, with Armenia acknowledging that Azerbaijan has made military gains on the ground. The United States says it is neutral, but Pompeo has criticized Turkey and in a recent interview described Armenia's actions as defensive. The chief negotiators of Britain and the European Union met on Friday for intensive negotiations on a last-minute trade deal that would stave off a tumultuous finale to the five-year-old Brexit crisis. Reuters' Francis McGuire has more.
Fishing is proving a key point of tension as last-minute talks continue between the EU and Britain over a post-Brexit trade deal. Fishing alone was just 0.03% of Britain's economic output in 2019, but it is an emotive subject for Brexit supporters. They see it as a symbol of the sovereignty that leaving the EU should bring. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has insisted on the so-called taking back control of UK waters, while the EU wants to keep access to it. In France, British waters are crucial, and being locked out would cause trouble for French President Emmanuel Macron.
That is Reuters' Francis McGuire. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Friday a meeting of Western Military Alliance defense ministers had agreed to expand its training mission in Iraq to help Iraqi forces fight extremism. NATO maintains a 500-strong training mission in the country to prepare local forces in the event of attacks from Islamic State extremists. For the very latest news, please visit us at voanews.com. From Washington via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.